I'm Kev Jackson, and this is the Paul Bunyan Country Outdoors Podcast. The Paul Bunyan Country Outdoors Podcast is sponsored by Visit Bemidji. Find your great moments in Bemidji. And by Northview Bank, helping you find your piece of paradise in Paul Bunyan Country.
This is Mandy Yerk, and you're listening to Paul Bunyan Country Outdoors.
Checking in with Will Papenfuss of Northwoods Bait and Tackle. We were going to talk ice fishing, and we will. But Will, you're not anywhere near ice fishing area, or at least you've got some open water wherever you're at.
Yeah, down in Red Wing on Pool 4 of the Mississippi, and it feels amazing.
Yeah, the weather's got to be beautiful down there, and of course, again, soft water. So, what's going on down there?
The bite was really good. You know, we had that cold front hit here the last couple days, and it seems that it got a lot slower down here. But nice thing is, when the bite gets a little slower, if you stick a couple good ones, you're right there. So,
all right. So what are they biting on in the early season down there?
Kind of the same everywhere. You know, starting with jig and minnow, throwing a few blade baits, a few plastics here and there, just kind of mixing it up. And you know, every pot of fish is different, so you just got to find the ones that bite. But seems if you can at least get a bait in front of their face, they're going to eat it. So
this is just a fun little tournament you're taking part of?
Yeah, it's the annual Freeze Your Butt Off. They have it every year here down. We take off Mississippi here in the Wisconsin Channel on the river, and they have a weigh-in at the Bluffs Bar afterwards, and there's a silent auction down there for everybody to bid on down there, and all the proceeds go to a scholarship, so it's pretty cool.
All right, so who's your partner?
Hunter Nitty. We fished this the third year fishing together, and the first year we fished it, we got third. Last year we didn't do super well, but, you know, that's why hopefully this year is our year again, so.
All right, and of course, you're coming off a fantastic first year on the National Walleye Tour. Gearing up for that again, I presume?
Yep, all signed up. We're heading to Lake Erie here in just over a month, so it's coming up fast.
So the first one will be in Lake Erie. Those will be some big fish. You're going to need to get some big fish if you're going to win that tournament.
Yeah, absolutely. So it'll be fun to go out and just hopefully put it to them. It'll be fun. I haven't been there in a few years, so it'll be fun.
Yeah, if you're a serious walleye angler, you're going to want to get on Lake Erie at least once in your life, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I'd recommend at least going one time, because if you go once, you're going to want to go back for sure. So,
well, besides the size, what is different about fishing a lake like Lake Erie compared to, you know, what we're used to fishing?
There's just giant schools of fish, and they're usually big. Like, the average out there is like 24, 25, you know, are good ones. There's years where there's nothing but 28 to 30s, but it kind of got hit hard, and, you know, fish cycle, so it's on the up cycle now, so the fish are starting to get bigger, so the next couple years are going to be the years you want to go.
We always think about the walleyes being finicky and being nibblers. Are they that way on Lake Erie? Are they more aggressive? Anything different there?
Yeah, they're a lot more aggressive. They're just feeding on alewives and everything out there, smelt, and big baits out there. So they usually hit it pretty good when they hit. So,
from a boat standpoint and boat control standpoint, that's a different animal too, right?
Yeah, it can get blown in a hurry out there. So there's some big rollers.
For those who weren't keeping tabs on you last year, how did you do your rookie season in the NWT? It was pretty amazing.
Yeah, I finished up in points in ninth, so, I mean, finishing the top 10 against those guys after the whole season is pretty cool.
Yeah, and of course, got to be in the National Walleye Tour championship as well.
Yeah, I snuck a third place out of that deal, so kind of, I was not really expecting that, but I'll definitely take it. So,
Has that changed anything? Have you had people chase you down and say, hey, we want you to be a rep for our products now that you're kind of a rookie sensation?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, I've had the phone ring a little bit this off season, so we got a couple new sponsors I teamed up with, and they're super happy and, you know, ready to hopefully we have a good season again, and we'll see what happens.
All right. Let's talk a little bit about what's been going on up in our neck of the woods this winter. What have you been seeing? What have you been experiencing?
You know, this has probably been the nicest ice fishing season we've had. We've been pretty lucky. We've, you know, had 10 to 14 inches of ice pretty much in all the small to medium-sized lakes around the area, and we've been fishing all year, so we haven't had the here and gone kind of thing like down in the cities and stuff. So it's we've been pretty lucky, and you know, fish have been biting. They've been kind of spooky just because we haven't had any snow. So if you're chasing panfish, they get kind of spooky. But the morning and evening bites have been pretty good. So
okay, you know, obviously we've had weird ice and it's been dicey at times. But by and large, it's settled down now. People have pretty much figured out, you know, what they can do and what they can't do.
Yeah, exactly. And we're getting close to the Rainy River run here, too, with that starting to open up a little bit here and there. And it won't be long before guys are running up there as well.
Well, I would think so. It should be a longer run than usual this year.
Yeah, which would be nice. You know, that's usually when you can get the bigger fish to move into if the water warms up in time before the season closes. So I think there's going to be some big ones caught out of there this year.
Besides any super secret spots you don't want to talk about, and Red, which we all know was very, very good this winter, what were some of the other lakes that were doing well this winter?
Winnie was doing good for perch. It sounds like the perch numbers are back up over there, and guys have been beating on those pretty good. Cass Lake as well was good early, I know, for perch. And Bemidji, when we could finally get out, guys were catching walleyes, perch pretty consistently. So they didn't get as beat on as hard, so they were hungry.
Absolutely. Was there any, besides electronics, any new equipment that you tried out this winter that you liked?
I have the Garmin LiveScope. I have an LVS34 on there. I've been using that the last couple of years, or first year actually using it ice fishing. I had the old Deucer before, but it's just crazy what you can see and what you can learn from that, and seeing schools of fish move around and how fish react to different baits. You can learn a lot from that.
Okay. What about, based on what you have seen this ice season, what does that say to you about what we can expect for soft water? Are numbers looking good? Should it be a good bite?
I think it will. You know, as good ice as we had, I think a lot of people were a little bit cautious on going out and not wanting to go out as hard. So with these fish not getting beat on, hopefully we get a little bit of rain this spring to kind of bring the water up to help the fish push up and spawn good. In the last few years we've had really good spawns, and there's lots of good numbers in just about every lake around the area, so I think we're in for another good year.
Will Pappenfuss is the man, and we got a lot more to cover with Will next.
This is Toby Cavallivug. All of us at LOA are proud to make Kev Jackson sound smart. Sort of. This is Paul Bunyan Country Outdoors.
Mark Harmon of Northview Bank is back again. Northview Bank serves you in many locations across Paul Bunyan country. And Mark, the great thing about you as somebody at Northview Bank, you've lived the experience of moving up here and making it happen. Yeah. And now you are in a position to help other people make it happen.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I mean, whether you're looking for hunting land or looking for a lake lot or other pieces of property where you can start establishing and creating your memories. I mean, we only get one run at this earth, right? And so if you're not spending a fair amount of your time creating those memories and leaving a legacy, I wish you do, because I value every bit of that I've been able to do as well. But being able to help people accomplish their dreams, that's fun. You know, that's fun for me. Getting a mortgage, that's not fun, right? But I can make that process good. We'll start with a phone call, start with an application. Where do you work? How long have you been there? How much do you make, et cetera? Get a pre-qualification letter, and we'll turn you out to the realtors to start finding that piece of property that you find yourself in. Let me take care of that stress. Let me take care of the worry and everything else. Communication's key. I'll to make sure that you're up to speed on everything, and we'll get stuff done.
He's Mark Harmon of Northview Bank, the guy that helps you make your Paul Bunyan country dreams come true. Northview Bank has many convenient locations. Northview Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, subject to credit approval. Find out more at northviewbank.com. Cast a line this summer and catch great moments when you discover the first city on the Mississippi.
Bemidji, with over 400 lakes within a 25-mile radius, creates a premier destination for all anglers.
With an abundance of multi-species available, you'll catch bigger fish and create better stories to last a lifetime.
For more information, go to visitbemidji.com.
Great moments in Bemidji.
I'm Will Pappenfuss and Paul Bunyan Country Outdoors, because Kev Jackson needs all the help he can get.
Talk a little bit about, Will, about your journey, how you got into fishing, how you found your way to where you're at in the National Walleye Tour now.
Yeah, growing up we used to stay on Leech every summer just for family vacation and just kind of started fishing there. And then I ended up working at Spear of the North there for 6 years during the summer. And it just kind of turned into me starting to, you know, do little guide trips here and there for people that come to the resort. And went to a school in Bemidji at BSU and just kind of met a couple buddies there and started fishing tournaments, and then just kind of grew from there.
Okay. And what made you decide, I'm taking the plunge, I'm spending the money, I'm going on the tour?
Yeah, two falls ago is when, you know, I talked to a buddy of mine. I was like, yeah, you know, I really like to do it, but, you know, I don't think I can afford it. He's like, I will give you a check right now to sign up for all four of them. And that's when I was like, well, you know what? Sometimes you got to jump. So I took it, and I'm glad I did.
Okay. And obviously having a great time doing that. But you're also, again, working at the bait shop, and you do a lot of ice fishing too. Let's get back to that for a second, because I know you're a guy that goes out and does a little eel pouting. Have you done that yet this winter?
I have a couple times. Not as often as I have, but I have been out a few times. They're probably going to be starting to spawn here, I bet, this week. The guys have been catching some pre-spawners that are pretty fat, so...
Okay, and obviously it's a fish that people have decided they love to go for because it's very, very popular right now.
Yeah, exactly. They put up a great fight, and you can fish for them after walleye season closes. And I mean, it's fun catching 6 to 10 pound fish here and there versus a half pound to a pound bluegill sometimes. So it's nice to mix it up.
Absolutely is. Looks like we will have a long, as of now, looks like we'll have a fairly long chance to go softwater fishing prior to the walleye opener. Got to get our licenses starting today for the next season, of course. But, people in this area, they love to get in that boat as soon as possible. This year, right now, looks like they will be able to get out there fairly early.
Yeah, guys will be able to get their boats all squared away, make sure their batteries are good, graphs are good, motors running good, and we might be able to even have a crappie season versus, just going straight into walleye season, ice going out a day or two before opener. So it'd be cool to get everybody out and, experience the spring for once.
Now, before, other than the weird ice and how weird the weather's been, has there been anything that has surprised you as far as fishing goes this winter?
They haven't, like, panfish side of things, like, they haven't pushed super hard in the deep basin areas just because there hasn't been that much snow and ice to kind of take away the oxygen. So the fish kind of see that they didn't know what they wanted to do. Half would be shallow, half would be deep. In some lakes, you don't even see them where you'd see them midwinter. So hopefully that kind of takes away from winter kill stuff, because I know some of the smaller lakes the last few years have gotten hit hard with winter kills with oxygen depleting. But I think this winter we lucked out pretty good, and I think in the next couple of years you're going to see some big panfish roaming around.
Okay. Well, I know a lot of panfish anglers. They love the prospect of that for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's good news for anybody looking to come up the next couple of years. We're going to have a good couple of seasons if we get good ice again.
I know we haven't had the reg in all that long, but we do have that 5-fish regulation on for bluegills on a number of lakes. Have you seen any changes due to that yet?
Yeah, the nice thing about that, it's good that it's on lakes that have the potential to grow them. There's some lakes where you can go to where, they're stunted or there's just an abundance of them, and the limit's still 20, which is good. But it's nice to see some of those lakes that are protected to keep some of those fish big. But it's definitely helping, that's for sure.
Okay. Again, we're waiting for spring. In the meantime, there's a lot of good winter fishing. What would be your word of advice for this last month or so of hard water action?
I would be looking, they're probably setting up right now even for a pre-spawn area, so up if you can find some green weeds. There's quite a few lakes that still even have green weeds, which is pretty crazy. Usually they've all died off by now, but I think they're going to be pushing in there hard, and they're going to start feeding higher tier too. So biggest tip I would say is just sit in one or two holes. Don't move around too much so you spook them all out. Drill your area out first and just hop around those holes the rest of the day, and you should do good.
All right, and what should we be throwing at them right now?
I would be throwing just use a little Barfin fry jig. It's the new tungsten fry jig. It's been pretty good. Otherwise, just dropping a, if you want to get more aggressive, you can drop like a small buckshot down there. Just tip it with a couple wax worms, and you should be good to go.
All right. Before I let you go, Will, you got time for a fast five?
Yes, sir.
Here we go. Will Papenfuss, fast five.
Fast five. Who's with me?
Question number one. What was Will Papenfuss's favorite subject in school?
History.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's just, there's something about it. I like learning about stuff from back in the day, and it's really intriguing.
All right. Question number two. The old TV commercial said, got milk? How about you, Will? Do you drink milk?
I do when my fiance buys it.
Do you make her buy white or chocolate?
White.
Okay. Question number three. Who's Will Papenfuss's favorite actor? If he's in the movie, you're going.
That would be Will Ferrell, probably.
Okay. Yeah, Will Ferrell. He's in a lot of good ones, that's for sure.
Yep.
All right, question number four. It's the backyard barbecue. You can have a burger or you can have a brat, but you can't have both. Which one are you going to take?
I'm taking a burger, for sure.
All right. What's going on that burger?
Bacon, pepper jack cheese, and ketchup.
Are we going to have a little pink in there, or are we going well done?
Oh, we got to have a little pink in there, that's for sure.
All right. And question number five. Will, do you drink coffee?
I do.
You drink a lot of coffee?
Not a lot. I probably drink more Monsters than coffee myself.
Okay. When you're drinking coffee, is it straight black or do you have to throw some additives in there?
A little French vanilla never hurt anybody.
All right, tomorrow's the big event. Good luck to you, Will. And, of course, they can also chase you down at Northwood's Bait and Tackle on a regular basis, too.
Yeah, absolutely. We're open from 6 to 7, 7 days a week, and we're going to be switching things over to summer here real quick, and it should be a good season.
All right, Will, thanks for your time today. Good luck tomorrow.
All right, thanks, Kev.
That's it for this week's edition of Paul Bunyan Country Outdoors. Thank you for taking the time and for joining us. And if you're going to be out there, of course, enjoy it. But as always, be safe, and we'll talk again next week.